I just played that last bit of tape that I tried to do, and something came out that sounded okay, I guess. I think it was me. I can always truthfully say that nobody asked me. Nobody asked me. I was too little when I went into the vaudeville. I was 2 years old, and I just knew Jingle Bells, and my grandmother threw me on my father's stage. He owned the theater in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And I just sang Jingle Bells, and nobody told me to stop, so nobody ever asked me. Now, I've never bothered to answer because the questions have never been quite clear. But I can sit here now at a nifty age of 41 and honestly say there's just me and this machine, baby. And I don't know whether anybody's interested in that, but I am. I worked very hard, and there's all the success and failure and fatigue and overweight and thinness and tears and laughter and Halloween and it's like something out of Tess of the Stone Country. I cannot take myself seriously, because if I did, I would have died a long time ago, and I don't want to die. I've never met a cast of people I want to die with. You go on an airplane, look around the people reading the Reader's Digest or whatever, you don't want to die with them. First place, I get top billing. Judy Garland dies in plane crash for other deceased. Turn to section B, page 18. And then they take them alphabetically. And they're a peculiar bunch. What are we doing flying around in airplanes, for one thing? We're not, even the birds don't go up that high. We just don't belong. We have to buckle ourselves in and hope. And there's no hope and no oxygen. Now, we don't belong up there. Now, you know we don't belong up there. At least I don't understand. I have to make friends with the pilot and give his children my autograph, whereupon he tells me that his children are just as important to him as my life. Forget it. His life isn't nearly as important as my life is to me. Sheer selfishness. I don't really care about anybody but me. And when my number is up, I want a new one, and I have no intention of checking out. Now, this machine isn't going to get me either, one way or another. We're going to overcome it. I'll say. See? There have been people like spooks that go in and out of my life. I don't think many of them are terribly interesting. But I have many, many interesting, good, solid, talented, lovely people that have taught me the meaning of laughing, being able to laugh at oneself. I am funny. I attract, well, inanimate objects just ruin me. I can check into a hotel to do a one-night stand concert and try to go into the closet to get my dress off a hanger, and an absolutely strange, mind you, little wire hanger without one thing on it flies off from left field and hits me right in the nose. A lot of people hit me in the nose. I've got a kind of nice nose. I keep breathing. My antrums. They get a little stuffy now and then, but by goodness, they keep breathing in and out. I have a rather good intellect. I have a good sense of humor, but it's high time to cut the comedy and high time to stop the trolley ride, because I, Judy Garland, I'm going to talk, and everybody just better sit on the bench and watch the ball game.